Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
Do you feel that the troubles of life have knocked you down and you're splattered on the floor? You're face down and the referee of life is saying 1, 2, 3, all the way until 10. And you know that there is no strength in your body and you wonder to yourself, should I just quit? Should I just throw in the towel and say, it's over, I'm gone, I'm a failure? Three things I need to tell you, very important ones. Number one, you can quit overwork, not work. Meaning to say, maybe what you need is not to quit, but to rest. Maybe what has happened is you're burned out. You've given yourself over to this project, this work, this relationship, and what has happened is you have not allowed yourself to rest and be restored and rejuvenated so that you'd keep on working again. My friend, please, pace yourself so that you can reach the goals that God has placed into your heart. Which brings me to number two, you can quit deadlines, not dreams. People usually have the right targets. They do. A good relationship, abundance in their life, better health, have a beautiful family life, have a strong relationship with God. I repeat, people have the right targets. Usually, they have the wrong timelines. It is too short. They expect too much at such a short time, when in fact, you need a long gestation period of learning and growing to be able to reach the goals and the dreams that God wants for you. So my prayer is this, that you be more patient with yourself. And yes, keep on aiming to the right dream, but give yourself more time. Which brings me to number three. You can quit your path, but not your purpose. It might be possible that the strategy you have chosen is actually just a stepping stone, just to learn something. But then that's not the strategy that will bring you to where God wants you to go. God wants to bring you to that place through another path. And so, please, hire strategy, but marry your purpose. And so there are people who feel as though, you know, this strategy has not worked, and whatever I'm doing is not working, so I'm going to quit my purpose. No, don't quit your purpose. Just change your strategy. In our gospel for today, Jesus said that there's going to be trouble in the world. But then he says this, take heart. I have overcome the world. I love that. You know, when you feel down, when you feel you're just losing hope. Once again, in my illustration a while ago, the referee is counting 8, 9. And when he says 10, it's all over. It is not all over until God himself says it's over. Right now, God says, take heart. I have overcome the world. He has overcome any opposition, any enemy, any obstacle in your life. He is with you right now. Pray with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, thank you for giving me that strength to push on, to persevere, to endure, to reach out to you, Jesus, and receive your strength. Thank you that you have overcome the world. Thank you that I am a winner because you already have won the victory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Elevate your Full Tank experience by becoming a Full Tank supporter. And as my way of saying thank you, you will receive Full Tank Saturday, Full Tank Sunday, plus other exclusive videos only for supporters.
All you have to do is click the button subscribe here in Facebook or the button join in YouTube when you use a computer. Thank you so much for your kindness. God reward you for your generosity.